This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the special campaign 4.0, which focuses on overall cleanliness of workplaces, space management, promoting sustainable practices and optimum disposal of pending matters. Special campaign 4.0 achieved substantial outcomes including 2,364 crore rupees for state exchequer simply by disposing of scrap since 2021. Responding to a social media post by Union Minister Jitendra Singh, Prime Minister Modi said that the success of the campaign shows that how collective efforts can lead to sustainable results, promoting both cleanliness and economic prudence. In Maharashtra, campaigning for the assembly elections is in full swing. Leaders from various political parties are holding rallies, roadshows and public meetings across the state to address key issues and secure voter support. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed rallies in Jalgaon, Malkapur and Buldhana today. He alleged that the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi MVA coalition is making false promises. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge released the manifesto of the Mahavikas Aghadi Alliance today. NCPSP Chief Sharad Pawar campaigned in favour of MVA candidates in Dharashiv, Ahmednagar and Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar. Shiv Sena UBT Chief Uddhav Thackeray held public meeting in Solapur. Talking to media, Shiv Sena UBT leader Aditya Thackeray said the main issues of Maharashtra are inflation and unemployment. In Jharkhand, senior leaders of various political parties are making last-ditch efforts to garner support for their candidates with only one day left for campaigning for first phase of assembly elections in the state. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held a mega roadshow in Ranchi this evening. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren held a poll rally at Ranchi. Leaders from Congress, AJSU and left parties have also been actively campaigning across the state. 43 assembly constituencies will go to polls in the first phase in the state on Wednesday. In the second phase, voting will take place for 38 seats on 20th of this month. In Jammu and Kashmir, a junior commissioned officer of the Army Special Forces laid down his life while three soldiers were critically injured in a gunfight with terrorists in a remote forest area of Kishtwar district today. Based on specific intelligence input regarding the presence of terrorists, a joint operation was launched by security forces in general area of Bharat Ridge in Kishtwar following recent killing of two village defense guards. Three to four terrorists are believed to be trapped in the area and a massive search operation is underway. In Bangladesh, Advisory Council of the Interim Government, headed by Professor Muhammad Yunus, expanded this evening with the oath-taking of three new advisers. With this, the Interim Government now comprises 24 advisers. President Mohammad Shahabuddin administered the oath to the new advisers at the Darbar Hall of Bangu Bhavan in Dhaka. Russia and Ukraine exchanged record number of drone strikes overnight. Moscow launched a total of 145 drones last night, the most ever in a single nighttime attack of the war. Ukraine fired an unprecedented 34 drones towards Moscow region today. It is the biggest drone strike on the Russian capital since the start of the war in 2022, forcing flights to be diverted from three of the city's major airports and injuring at least one person. However, no major damage was reported. In cricket, India have set a target of 125 runs against host South Africa in the second T20 of four-match series at St. George's Park in Gqeberha. In reply, South Africa were 38 for 2 in 7 overs when reports last came in. Earlier put into bat, India posted 124 for 6 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Hardik Pandya with 39 runs was the top scorer for the visitors. Akshar Patel with 27 runs and Tilak Verma with 20 runs also made valuable contribution. Asian Women's Hockey Champions Trophy 2024 will kick off tomorrow at the renowned international tourist destination of Rajgir at Nalanda in Bihar. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will inaugurate the 10-day sporting event tomorrow evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.